sometimes regret the things we say, but often words left unsaid can bother us just as much. Hi, I'm Rob West. We've all had the thought, oh, I wish I'd said this or that. You had more to say, but for whatever reason, time ran out. Sharon Epps has some things to say about unfinished conversations today. And then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, Sharon Epps joins us again today. She's the president of Kingdom Advisors, and she's passionate about helping people learn how they're uniquely made by God to use all of their resources for His purposes. Sharon, great to have you back.
Always good to be here.
Sharon, you've been giving a lot of thought lately to change and unfinished conversations. Now, I'd love for you to unpack that a bit for our listeners.
Well, it may be the time of year. The holidays and the end of year naturally just become seasons of change.
Yeah.
We interact with family members in different settings and rhythms than we typically do throughout the rest of the year. We look back at the previous year and look ahead to the next. Mm. We might celebrate things that have been accomplished and regret things undone.
Yep.
This season of change often highlights things that are unfinished, like conversations.
Mm.
And recently, I've been involved in several conversations where we were interrupted right in the middle of an interesting dialogue. Maybe it was a child trying to get my attention, or a text notification, or just a distraction in the room. And the words felt like they were hanging there in the air because someone stepped away and I didn't have the opportunity to finish the conversation. And I think change is a lot like that. Sometimes it happens in an instant, and sometimes it's planned. But even when it's planned, you can feel like you're in the middle of an unfinished conversation.
Yeah. And then, of course, you're left with this feeling that something's just unresolved.
Yes, let me tell you what happened several years ago. I was working on a project with a group of people that I deeply loved, and literally within a day, that changed.
Mm.
And after going through the shock and thinking through all the different things that I was trying to process, I finally realized that the pain came more than anything else from those unfinished conversations, things that I wished I could go back and say, I appreciate you for this, thank you for that. I didn't have the opportunity to say those things.
Mm.
And as I processed through the specific change, I realized that some of the conversations needed to be recaptured. We needed to enter the conversation to allow us to walk through the pain in order to reclaim the relationship. In fact, I had a dear friend during that period who wrote me an email that said, sometimes when we don't know what to say, we don't say anything at all, and that just didn't seem right. So I wanted to write you and tell you that I love you and appreciate you.
Wow.
Those were the kindest words, and they made the biggest difference in my heart.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And unfortunately, we can't always recapture conversations or relationships, can we?
Well, we just don't have the opportunity to finish some here on earth.
Yeah.
It may be because of the death of a loved one or a change in circumstances that the conversations can't happen. And this was kind of my breakthrough. I was spending time with the Lord and thinking about unfinished conversations, and I just felt this nudge and this phrase, it's finished.
Hmm.
And you know when he said that.
Yes.
So he was hanging on the cross. And
right.
So my response back was, okay, Lord, thank you. I'm glad you finished my salvation. I'm thinking about unfinished conversations. And it was as if he said, I've completed more than your salvation. I've completed your conversations. Those are the conversations you're longing to finish and you can't. And so he took me on a journey to release those unfinished conversations.
Huh.
I learned to journal them and write them back to him. And it's like he takes out a stamp and stamps that conversation. It is finished.
Interesting. Wow. Well, let's apply this to finances, because sometimes we have unfinished conversations about money.
Well, we do. And I think often as spouses, we're distracted by the daily whirlwind of life and we don't stop to set money goals and we don't have realistic money conversations. Or perhaps we avoid having estate planning talks with our children. And that can often leave loved ones with a lot of uncertainty. Or maybe we're owed money by a relative and we leave that conversation unfinished. In each of these scenarios, we want to ask, is this a conversation that needs to be recaptured or is it one that needs to be released? And I invite you this week to join me in a challenge to consider one unfinished conversation. Do you need to recapture it with a phone call or is it one that needs to be released?
Wow, and especially this time of year as we're together with family and friends, and maybe one of those unfinished conversations need to be had. Make it a matter of prayer before you do it. But Sharon, great reminder. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
She's Sharon Epps, president of Kingdom Advisors. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Don't go anywhere.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. If you had to make a top 10 list of Christmas carols, which would you choose? I imagine many people would include Joy to the World by the great hymn writer Isaac Watts. His inspiration was Psalm 98, which speaks about God's power to save. Verse 3 says, "He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." And never was this more clear than the night the Savior of the world was wrapped in swaddling cloth. He may have looked like an ordinary baby, but Jesus had come to defeat sin and death and grant us life with Him forever. And you'll see Jesus more clearly through daily time in God's Word. Try out Anchor Devotional at getanchor.com.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
As a nurse, I primarily work with children who are abused and exploited in trafficking, and I frequently see very unfair situations. We must talk about the issue of abuse. We can't base our actions on fear. We have to be faith-informed in what we do.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show. For more from Dr. Jessica Peck, tune in at 2 p.m. Central on American Family Radio or on the podcast page at afr.net.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You ready to talk God's money? I sure am. Let's talk about how we can be faithful stewards together, managing the resources God has entrusted to us for His glory. That's what we do each day on this program. Our hope, my prayer, is that we'd be theologically sound, that we'd be wise and expert, empathetic, and understanding we're all in a journey. We've made mistakes, but we want to be a faithful steward moving forward. We want to be wise in how we handle God's money, and we want to lay everything at the foot of the cross, knowing it all belongs to Him. We want to surrender to His purposes, see God as our ultimate treasure, but money a tool to accomplish God's purposes. And when we do that, well, it actually, our money journey can draw us into a more intimate relationship with Him. It's a really tangible expression of our faith every day as we manage God's money, because think about it. It's one of the most visible demonstrations of where you've placed your trust and what you value. Remember, Jesus said, where your treasure
pleasure is, there your heart will be also. Our heart follows our money. I've got a son at the University of Georgia. My heart is at the University of Georgia because my money goes to the University of Georgia. You get the idea. Well, imagine when we give generously, right? Our heart follows our money to our local church or to a ministry solving one of the world's great problems in the name of Jesus. Well, that's the opportunity we have, but we want to help you make those daily practical decisions that you have in your financial life. So give us a call with your questions today. The calls are already coming in, but we've got room for a few more at this point. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. All right, we're going to dive in here in just a moment. But first, in the news today, financial advisors are warning that time's running out to take advantage of year-end tax strategies. What are they? Well, there's a number of them. I'll mention a few. First, tax loss harvesting. What in the world is that? Well, if you held stocks that actually lost money this year, and there's fewer of those than gained, we get that. It was a good year. But if you do, you could use that to offset gains if they're sold. Number two, leverage tax-free compound interest with an HSA, health savings account. If you have a high deductible health plan and you haven't opened an HSA yet, do it now for an upfront tax deduction. The 2024 HSA contribution limit is $4,150 for self-only coverage, $8,300 for family plans. Next, pre-tax individual retirement account contributions, otherwise known as IRAs. You actually have until the filing deadline in April for this, but why put it off? Max out those contributions if you have the funds. That is immediately going to come off of your taxable income. You don't have to get above the standard deduction to be able to exclude that from your income when you make an IRA contribution. 2024 limit under the age of 50, $7,000. 50 and older, $8,000. And finally, donate profitable assets for a double tax advantage. Did that get your attention? Well, that just means that if you expect to itemize for 2024, donating profitable assets to charity offers a double tax advantage. Here's what I mean. You avoid the capital gains tax because you're giving before you sell the asset, so no capital gains tax, and you get an income tax deduction for the fair market value of the asset. Double tax advantage. No capital gains, which you would otherwise have if you sold it before giving it away, and you get 100% of that fair market value of that asset you gave to your church or FaithFi or American Family Association. You get 100% of that gift, fair market value, as a tax deduction. So hopefully those are some ideas as you think about getting that tax liability down. We want to pay taxes with Thanksgiving. They're symptomatic of God's provision. We want to honor our obligation. Jesus was clear on that. But we don't want to send any more to Uncle Sam than we have to. So if you can save on some taxes, especially if you're going to give away generously, let's do it. All right, I'm ready to take those phone calls today. I've got room for you. If you've got a question, call right now, 800-525-7000. We're going to go to Ohio first today and talk to Larry. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. How can I help?
How you doing? Yeah. First of all, I want to thank you for your ministry. You've been very helpful to me in the past. And you were talking about gifting money yesterday. And my
yes.
question would be, can you gift from an IRA with no tax?
You can, only if you're 70 and a half, though. So what yep. age are you?
I'm 70 and a half.
Okay, there you go. Yes, so the way it works is you can give money straight from your IRA to a 501c3 ministry or charity. You don't get to deduct that amount, so it does not become a deductible contribution. But what you do get is you don't have to recognize it as income. And any other withdrawal from an IRA automatically adds the amount of the withdrawal or the distribution to your IRA or to your taxable income for the year. The only exception to that is what we're talking about, and that's what's referred to as a qualified charitable distribution. So you get it out of your IRA, it goes straight to your church or AFA or wherever you want it to go. They get to use the full amount of that contribution coming from your IRA. It doesn't go through you. It goes straight. And then you don't have to add it to your taxable income for the year.
Okay, and can you utilize the same thing? I heard you mention up to $18,000 yesterday for, say, family members?
No. So what would happen with a family member, the $18,000 is the amount that you're able to gift in this year to any individual. You can do that $18,000 gift as many times as you want. And you don't have to tell the IRS about it. You don't have to fill out a gift tax form. Now, if you go over that, you got to report it to the IRS. That's going to start chipping away at your lifetime gift exclusion or exemption of over $13 million. So it's still not going to be taxable until you give a whole bunch of money away. It's just that you're going to have to report it because they're going to track it. Now, how does that relate to the IRA? It actually doesn't. So the only way you can get money out of an IRA without paying tax on it is to a 501c3 charity. Any other use of that money, including to give away, you simply take a withdrawal or a distribution. You're going to pay the tax on it at the end of the year, and then you can do with it whatever you want. You can, you know, reinvest it. You could stick it in savings, or you could give it away. And if you give it away, that's now where we get into the $18,000 a year before you have to report it to the IRS. Again, not taxable, but still has to be reported. But it really doesn't have any bearing on whether or not it came from the IRA, if that makes sense.
And I'd say that would be true for any cash that I would have, like laying in savings. I could give that to someone if I wanted to, up to $18,000.
You could, yeah, but I just want to make sure I'm clear. You can give far more than $18,000, and all that's going to do is chip away at your $13 million lifetime exclusion. But yes, up to $18,000 cash, money from an IRA, an asset, as long as it's under $18,000 for any one individual, and if you're married, $36,000 between the two of you, then you don't even have to tell the IRS about it.
Okay, so as far as the savings go, I can donate that without reporting it, up to $18,000.
Yeah. The $18,000 is just the total amount that you have gifted in any one year. Doesn't matter what form it's in. It could be gold bars. It could be a piece of art. It could be cash. It could be money you took out of an IRA and paid tax on. It's just that you got to keep the total value of all the gifts for the year to any one person under 18, or you got to fill out a gift tax form.
Okay. And if I had a total lump.
Let's do this. Stay right there. I've got to take a quick break, but I'll tackle that final question right on the other side. Jimmy, Donna, Linda coming your way as well. Stay right there. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back.
As an AFA insider, you're part of a community that stands strong for biblical values and works tirelessly to influence culture and policy with truth. Advancing biblical values and ensuring a stronger, upright America for our families and future generations. AFA Insider, formerly AFA Alert, informs you first about AFA's mission and aiding the church in its task of fulfilling the Great Commission. Sign up to receive AFA Insider emails at afa.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Abraham Hamilton III, host of The Hamilton Corner. American Family Association is on the front lines in the culture war in America. We've been here for more than 40 years, fighting for the biblical principles our nation was founded upon. And by God's grace, we are making a difference.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting American Family Association. Phone 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Well, year end is just around the corner. I don't have to tell you that. It's staring us right in the face, isn't it? And that means we're closing out our ministry budget for the year here at FaithFi as a listener-supported ministry. So let me just invite you to be an investor in this work as we equip God's people. And maybe you listen regularly. You've been able to apply something you've heard. Maybe it's been an encouragement to you, and you have been able to take something away, and it's helped you in your financial life. And you'd like to ensure that FaithFi remains strong and can continue to equip you and others in the new year. We have some incredible plans for next year. Our new publication, quarterly publication, Faithful Steward, comes out in January. Our next study called Wisdom Over Wealth, 12 Lessons on Money from the Book of Ecclesiastes, comes out. We have some incredible enhancements to the FaithFi app. All of that is made possible by your support. We're about $77,000 away from closing out our listener support goal for the year. It sounds like a lot, and it is, but we'll get there with your help. We have a lot of faithful friends that have been supporting us for years, and we believe and are trusting God that they will continue to. But if you'd like to be a part of that, here's the exciting thing. Every gift is doubled up to that goal, which stands at $77,000 as of today. We have some faithful friends that have come alongside us and said, we want you to report what comes in up to $150,000, and $77,000 remains, on 12/31, and we'll send a check in the new year to double that. So your gift right now at faithfi.com, gifts of any size, 50 or 100, perhaps you could do one of those leadership gifts of 1,000 or 2,000. All that together is going to help us reach our goal, and you can be a part of it. Just head to faithfi.com and click give. That's faithfi.com. Just click give at the top of the page. You'll also find our mailing address there if you'd rather send a check, and the phone number if you want to give that way as well. Thanks in advance. All right, we've got some phone calls lined up here. We'll be taking as many as we can between now and the end of the program, 800-525-7000. We were talking to Larry before the break. Larry, I know you had a follow-up question as we were talking about gifting money away. Go ahead, sir.
I did. We were talking about cash from savings. Now, I can gift that up to $18,000. Can I, if I have the cash in savings, can I gift a substantial more amount, say $100,000 for a down payment for a home?
You can. Yeah. You can give as much as you want. As soon as you get over $18,000, you're just going to need to tell your CPA you did it. And or if you file your own taxes, you'll need to include this. And you're going to fill out the gift tax form. I think it's form 709. And that's just going to let the IRS know that you made a gift beyond $18,000. And then what that's going to do is that's going to chip away at your lifetime gifting exclusion. So you can give away, as it stands today in the tax code, over your lifetime to all people combined, you can give away over $13 million and never pay any tax on it. Now, that could change with legislation changes in the future, but unless you have plans to give over $13 million, then you're good. So you could give $100,000 away. Now, keep in mind, you're going to need to let the person know that you're giving it to, that they're probably going to have to get a letter from you saying that you don't expect it to be paid back, because their mortgage broker, if they're getting a mortgage, is going to ask them, have you received money from anybody else? And if when they answer yes, they're going to say, we need to know that that was not a loan, that that was in fact a gift. And so you'll just need to write a letter and taking care of that. But yeah, you could absolutely do that. You can give them as much as you want.
That was a little gift I was, or the little glitch that I was looking for right there. So, okay. Well, Rob, there again, you've been very helpful, and I sure appreciate you.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Thanks for being on the program today, Larry. All the best to you, and Merry Christmas. Let's stay in Ohio and talk to Jimmy. Go ahead, sir.
Hi there, Rob.
Yes, sir. How can I help?
I followed the program for several years, so I should know the answer to this, but I was wondering what company you refer people to when they accumulate too much credit card. I got too many bills, and I'd like to consolidate them and get some help from a company to pay them off.
Yeah, that's an easy one, Jimmy. I've got one source for you, and it's a trusted partner of ours for many years. They've worked with thousands of our listeners, and I've never heard a single complaint. It's Christian Credit Counselors, and if you're comfortable getting on the web, it's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. And what they're going to do, Jimmy, is they're not going to consolidate it with a new loan. They're not going to tell you to stop paying it so it gets into collections and they can negotiate it down. What they're going to do is they're going to slide you into something called credit counseling, which is a program that's already in place. Every creditor has a credit counseling rate, and that rate is going to be lower than their prevailing rate. So if you're paying the average interest rate right now of 23%, your average rate in credit counseling is probably going to be somewhere between 0 and 8%. The only difference is instead of paying it straight to the creditor, you're going to pay it through Christian Credit Counselors, and they're going to send it to the creditor for you. And if you make that level payment with that lower interest, you're going to pay it back on average 80% faster.
And people are always, I hear callers are always concerned about their credit rating going down a little bit. I actually own my home and my vehicle, so I'm not real worried about more loans.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a key point there. A lot of people are so fixated on that credit score, and although it's used for other purposes, tangentially, maybe, if you're going to rent an apartment, they could check your credit score. Sometimes it's used for employment considerations. It can even be used for insurance premiums, but the primary use is to have somebody evaluate your credit worthiness for the purposes of extending you a loan and determining the rate and the terms. And you make a great point. If you're not out there looking for a car loan or to get a mortgage or to open a new credit card, it's really incidental. I mean, it doesn't have a whole lot of bearing. But with that said, let me tell you the impact that it's going to have. The fact that you're in credit counseling, if you go into the Christian Credit Counselors program, it is not a part of the credit scoring algorithm. So it does not factor in. What does factor in and it's why some people will see a dip is when it goes into credit counseling, the account is closed. And anytime you close an account, it pulls it out of the history. It changes your credit utilization.
All right.
So if you have a temporary decline, it's because the account was closed. It's not anything else. The website again, ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Hey, God bless you, Jimmy. Donna, coming your way after the break. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown, thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way, 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faith.
Faith-Fi.
Imagine having biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox every week, helping you integrate your faith and financial decisions for the glory of God. At faithfi.com, you can join a community of over 70,000 people who are already receiving our weekly wisdom email, filled with articles, videos, podcasts, and exclusive offers on resources that will deepen your understanding of biblical stewardship. Start your journey today by creating your FaithFi account at faithfi.com. Just click sign up.
As our nation faces a host of unprecedented challenges, it's important that we use the Lord's provisions to support conservative judicial nominees, advance biblical principles, and help faithful Americans contend for truth in the public arena. AFA Action is working at the federal, state, and even school board levels to promote critical policies to protect your family. But in order to accomplish our mission, we need help from faithful partners like you to reach our year-end budget goal. So please visit afaaction.net to give today. afaaction.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
I'm so thankful you've joined us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. We've got lines open for you. You have a financial question? That's great. Call right now, 800-525-7000. That number again, 800-525-7000. We'll look forward to tackling whatever's on your mind in your financial life today. We're going to head out to Texas. Donna, you'll be next up on the program. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rob. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
I just recently found out that I am purchasing my car instead of leasing. I know that sounds weird. But I ran into the guy who sold me the car, and I'm on my, like, third year. And I'm wondering, my question is, would leasing be a bad thing for me or purchase better? Because I'm 73, and I'm on Social Security, have a little part-time job, and they've just given me a list of all these things that have to be done. And I'm wondering if leasing would be better or if leasing would be bad.
Yeah. Well, I have an opinion on that. You won't be surprised. But let me ask you a bit more, though, just about your current situation, Donna. Tell me more about kind of what you're currently in the sense that you thought you were leasing, but you're actually on your way to owning the car. Is that right?
Yeah, I knew you would ask about that. Well, it was around the middle of COVID, and I went to turn in my leased car about a month early because I had been leasing total now about, it was about 6 years, I guess. And he was trying to keep me at the payment where I was at, not going above. Inventory, because of COVID, was super low.
Yes.
And he kind of pulled this car out of his hat, but in order to keep me at my payment level, he had to stretch it out, and so I was purchasing for a six-year contract.
Okay.
But I thought I left the place with a new car, but I thought I was leasing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so you're on your way to owning it, which just simply means, based on what you understand today, if you continue making the same monthly payments until the end of the term, they will send you the title and you'll own the car. Is that your understanding?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Well, that'd be great, because that's the way I prefer you to go. Now, I mean, there are some cases where it makes sense to lease a vehicle, and that's generally for a business, given where you have the potential deductions. But for an individual, the bottom line is you're just going to save money, or you're going to spend less, I guess I should say, by owning versus leasing. Because even though the monthly payment's lower and even though the upfront costs are lower, you get stuck in the trap of always having a payment and always paying on the car during that period where there's the most depreciation. So in the first 3 years of car ownership is when you have the most depreciation. You know, you lose 20% when you drive off the lot, and then it continues to drop from there.
Yeah.
Whereas when you own, you get through that quick depreciation, and then you got a car that you own free and clear, and as long as you maintain it and it's a good, you know, reliable vehicle, you can drive it till the wheels fall off. I mean, the last car we turned in, Julie and I, had 250,000 miles on it. Well, if you own, you can do that. But if you're leasing, you know, you're not going to be able to do that unless you try to buy it out. But again, at the end of the day, leasing is going to end up requiring you to pay more money over the life of the car versus you owning. So I think if I were you, and this is a good, reliable vehicle and it fits in your budget, I'd just stick with what you got, continue to pay it off with a goal to paying it off as quick as you can, and then just keep driving it and maybe take that monthly payment and put it in savings or something else.
Well, you know, that sounds good. And let me bless you with this. When I learned that this situation that I was actually purchasing, I told the Lord, you see, your word works, which he already knew that, of course.
Yes.
All things work together for our good, for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. And isn't that funny?
Oh, boy, isn't that true? Boy, thank you for that word of testimony today. You are exactly right, Donna. And I know the Lord is pleased by your testimony today, and it's been an encouragement to people listening. So, hey, thank you for calling and for your kind remarks about the program. If we can serve you in any other way in the future, please give us a call back. Let's go out to Ohio. By the way, I've got some lines open, and we'll be taking questions throughout the remainder of the broadcast here. Room for a few more, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Ohio. Russ, go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Appreciate all you're doing out there.
Thank you.
I'm a new listener, and I just want to make a testimony about Christian credit counselors.
Oh, cool. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a great organization, and I wouldn't have known about them unless I was listening to your show. But what I found out is, as far as your credit score goes, I went to my credit union and tried to get a debt consolidation loan, and they turned me down because they said I had too many high-interest loans, which I had about $12,000 on two credit cards. So, I mean, I just didn't know what to do. And then I heard your advice about Christian credit counselors. So I registered with them. And once the ball got rolling, my credit score went up because I no longer had high interest loans.
Yes. Wow. That's great. Yeah. I mean, you make a great point, because anything that's going to help you get out of debt quicker and reduce the overall debt to income ratio that you have is ultimately, and it changes your credit utilization as well, ultimately that's going to lead to higher scores. And that's what happened in your situation.
It's great. And it's a little bit bumpy getting started. It's hard to understand, you know, how the process works till the ball gets rolling. It takes about 2 months for it to get solidified. There is a $30 a month charge that goes with the payments to them, which comes out, you come out way ahead in the green instead of paying all that interest. And my credit card account is not closed. It's just restricted. So I'm able to make payments directly to the credit card company. And of course, my regular payments through Christian credit counselors. And the Christian credit counselors also say it's fine to pay more through them as well.
Yes, yes. Well, I appreciate that. Did you find them encouraging and helpful as they came alongside you as well, Russ?
Absolutely, absolutely. Great people.
I love it. Well, you know, we consistently hear that feedback, and I appreciate you giving testimony to that today. You know, folks, this is why credit counseling is my preferred approach to getting out of credit card debt once and for all, because it doesn't involve you taking out a new loan. It doesn't involve you getting behind and getting into collections through debt settlement. It keeps you current. It gets the interest rates down, gets you back into a rhythm of budgeting. And that leads to not only a debt-free life, but ultimately a path toward financial health, where you establish the disciplines and rhythms of no longer ever having credit card debt in your life again that's not paid in full at the end of each cycle. And that's certainly been Russ's situation. Russ, I appreciate your phone call today. Hey, are you out of credit card debt yet?
No, I just started the program. Okay. I got 4 years if I go at their speed. One more bit of advice: when you're going through the counseling, for the first 2 to 3 months, keep an eye on your credit card account online, and if there's any payments due that didn't get met yet, make them.
Got it.
You'll avoid the late fees.
Love it. Thank you, Russ. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for calling. Folks, you want to check it out, go to ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Back with our final segment after this.
Culture is a product of us being placed in a particular location, and it is God's desire that his light bearers would culture or cultivate a particular area.
Join Abraham Hamilton III as he presents the biblical case for cultural engagement. It's a powerful video resource from the American Family Association's Cultural Institute series.
You and I create the culture of our country.
Visit afastore.net.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers Real Truth for Today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Well, we're in our final segment here on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, which means the last chance for you to get in on the conversation. If you have a financial question, call right now, 800-525-7000. I've got a few lines open, and we will move along quickly, try to get to as many calls as we can. Again, 800-525-7000. Back to Texas. We're spending some time in Texas today. I love it. Cecil, how can I help?
I've got a question on CDs. My CD, I had a CD for $10,000, and it matured. And I told the bank, just go ahead and reinvest whatever, redo it. And it turned out to be $10,210, and I just reinvested it. At the end of the year, when income tax comes up, do I have to pay taxes on the profit, which was roughly $210?
Yes, sir, you do. Yeah, you will get a 1099 INT, which is short for interest, for this year where the interest was credited, and that will be taxable. Taxes due on CD interest is basically considered taxable income by the IRS. So at a federal level, it's going to be taxed at your marginal income tax rate, just like your wages or salary would be. And then you would also have most states also tax CD interest as a part of your taxable income as well. But yes, it will be taxable to you in the year it was credited.
My gosh, yeah, you can't get away, can you? You try to save a little bit in the bank. If you save it in the bank, they tax you on that. If you save it on CD, they My gosh. Okay. Yeah. Hey, thanks. I enjoy your program. You're very informative and you're very helpful. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Cecil. I appreciate it. 800-525-7000. That's true. The IRS is going to get it one way or the other. Although I will say this new administration is very focused on keeping tax rates low so you can take more of your hard-earned money and put it back into the economy and a virtuous cycle of productivity and business, which is designed, you know, business offers goods and services, right? Things that should be good for the world and things that serve our neighbors and love them well. It's part of God's design. And yeah, the more we can get going into business to create human flourishing and productivity and expand wealth so we can give generously as part of God's design. Hopefully we'll see more of that in the future. All right, we've got a lot of calls here. Let's keep moving along. Let's see, Mardella, how can I help you there in Arkansas?
Well, I have a question regarding the TCW, MetLife Total Return Fund, and I have been losing money in that quite steadily, and I would like to change that over to a Timothy Fund of some kind.
Yeah.
And I think you can see that I'm 80 years old, so I would like to change it to something that would make me a little money, because I've really been losing in that.
Yes. Yes. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to keep the fee low.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you like making the decisions yourself and picking the funds, correct? You're not looking for an advisor.
Well, I'm not really, because want to change this one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. So you could reach out to Timothy Plan directly. They would be happy to talk through their various funds. I don't make actual recommendations on specific investments here. But what I would tell you, though, Mardella, is that I totally understand your frustration about the performance of your current investments. And I love Timothy Plan as a fund family. I mean, they're one of the oldest in the what they call biblically responsible investing fund families. I refer to it as faith-based investing. They have some wonderful funds that would allow you to invest in a way that aligns with your values. And, you know, they have different types of funds that would fit your needs. So if you're looking for a high-yield bond fund or fixed income fund, you know, for the stock portion, if you want to blend between small, mid, and large cap, or even growth and income, you know, they have those. They have defensive strategies. You could even put a little into, you know, the Israel Common Values Fund if that was of interest. So a lot of options there. You'll see a suite of investments that would allow you, I think, to tailor it to your needs and risk tolerance. But I think just generally, I like the idea, Mardella, of you thinking about using Timothy Plan, just because I know them well and have a lot of respect for what they do.
Okay, suppose I wanted advice. Who would I talk to?
Yeah, we recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. So in the financial services world, the only industry accepted designation across the entire industry is for biblically wise financial advice is CKA, which stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor. So these are men and women that have met high standards in character and competence. They've had a pastor and client reference. They've been trained. They've got at least 10 years in the business. They've had a regulatory review. I mean, it's a high bar. And you could either search for one there in Arkansas on our website, or if you were not comfortable doing that, I could have somebody call you and give you, you know, three or four or five names in your area. Which would you prefer?
Have someone call me and give me some names.
Got it. All right. So what's going to happen is somebody from our team will call you. You'll tell them your zip code. They'll put it in the search engine and they'll give you the top three, you know, or four names that come up in your area. And then you could reach out and interview them. We also have the ability, Mardella, when we do that search for you, and by the way, anybody who wants to do this themselves can, we can only filter by those CKAs that offer what we call faith-based investing, like Timothy Plan. Yes. So you would be assured that whatever CKA you call can, you know, use the fund families like Timothy, okay?
Okay. Okay, that's what I would like.
Excellent. So you stay on the line, Mardellis. Sandy's going to get your, actually, I think it's Brent today. Brent's going to get your information, and somebody from our team will call you and help get you connected to a CKA. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for calling the program today. To Alabama. Hi, Bill. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, sir.
Good. So I had a simple question for you. I listen to you quite frequently. I'm 70 years old. I'm approaching retirement. I'm thinking about retiring this year, and I've managed to accumulate a little bit of money in an IRA. And recently, one of the well-known investment firms has reached out to me and suggested I put those funds in their hands. I've always self-managed it. I'm not an investment guru. I don't know a whole lot about it. I'm kind of conservative. So my investment return for the year has been around 18%. They say they've been almost able to do twice that much. I don't know if I can I mention their name?
Sure.
Fisher Group.
Got it.
And,
yeah.
I'm at the threshold of the $500K they require for investment. And I just don't know. I'm just a little concerned about losing that control over the direction those funds go. And just wanted to, you know, your opinion on that.
Yeah. So here's my thought, Bill. Can you do it yourself? Absolutely. If you have the time and the expertise, you're, you know, willing to put in the time, and you can, you know, really make a rules-based decision that's not, you know, emotionally driven. I think the biggest challenge with folks that manage their own money, especially when they build up a sizable nest egg like you have, is they just tend to second guess themselves and, you know, tend to make the opposite decisions that they should. When the market's going down and, you know, you need to stay the course, they tend to sell. When the market's going up, you know, they, you know, tend to invest more. I mean, they, so, you know, you just end up making irrational decisions that result in, you know, losing money. And often a professional is able to just really bring a more thoughtful rules-based approach to it. I think the second issue is just the expertise that's there in terms of the types of investments that are used, and to the extent you want those investments filtered through a values lens for your faith values, that can be brought to the table as well. I've never had any experience with Fisher directly. I know they advertise a ton and they're massive. I don't have anything negative to say, other than, you know, what we recommend on this program is for you to connect with a certified Kingdom advisor, interview two or three. And I like the idea that somebody who's walking alongside you would not only have the experience and the expertise and the track record, but that they would share your values as a Christ follower and, you know, have the extra, you know, meet the extra standards of achieving certified Kingdom advisor. And so that would be my recommendation to you. But kind of back to your original question, I just think you spend your whole life building up this nest egg, and I'd rather you not put it on autopilot. And I'm not saying you're not going to manage it actively or well. You certainly could, and have done quite well, clearly. But I just think for you to be able to enjoy what God has for you next and know that somebody's waking up thinking about this portfolio and how it needs to be managed to minimize risk, preserve what you have, and grow it appropriately in this next season of life is worth the fee, in my opinion. But that's just my two cents. What are your thoughts? Oh, looks like we lost him. Hopefully that helps you, my friend. Thanks for being on the program today. Again, folks, if you'd like to find a certified Kingdom advisor in your area, you can do that by checking out our website, faithfi.com. Right there at the top of the page, it'll say find a professional. Now, let's see. Sabera in Virginia, unfortunately, I am out of time, and I don't want to try to get you to jam this question into 60 seconds. So let's do this. I'm going to have Brent get your information, and let's see if we can get you first up on the program tomorrow morning, if you happen to be available, or Friday. So stay right there. Our team will get your information. We'll see if we can get you on the next broadcast. Well, folks, thanks for being along with us today. So thankful for your comments, your kind remarks about the program. You know, it's my high calling and privilege to be able to come alongside you each day and tell you, you can do this. You can be that wise and faithful steward that you want to. If you're thoughtful about it, if you lean into God's word, if you heed the counsel of scripture and not the consensus of this world, and we want to help to encourage you to that end. By the way, just real quick, every gift doubled to FaithFi, and we could use your help, about 70,000 away from our goal between now and 12/31. Your gift's doubled right now, faithfi.com. Just click give. Thanks in advance. Big thanks to my team today, Brent, Adam, Jim, T. Taylor, and everybody here at Faith Buy. We'll see you tomorrow.